hearing on House Bill 1065, and I'm the prime sponsor of that, so I'll transfer. That's okay. It's okay. 1065. You with me, Bev?
Yep.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, if I may testify from here, please.
Representative Michaels, you may testify from there, and we'll now proceed with hearings on House Bill 1065.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Chairman and members of the committee. 1065 actually came up during our summer committee in discussion, and I know that the Board of Trustees will talk about it as well. At this point in time, I'm handing out a chart that Annie Mertz had prepared about the retirement system membership. Simply put, my bill just requests to increase the membership on the South Dakota Retirement System Board of Trustees from one retiree to three retirees. A little backdrop. First of all, this absolutely has no reflection, is not intended to reflect on the composition or the activities or the conduct of any member of the trustees, or especially the current retiree, Dr. Hansen, who's tremendous service to it. It struck me last year as we were talking about participation, though, in percentages, that with, and I can't even remember who was testifying to that, but knowing how the history has been, as I've been taught, this amalgam in creating the board resulted in 17 people, 16 of whom can vote. And I asked Annie to do some research in terms of percentages, one person, one vote. And it struck me during redistricting, obviously, how important that was. And it isn't necessarily fair throughout the whole equation. And therefore, I brought the bill. You'll see in the grid that Annie highlighted for me that the percentage of benefit recipients who are retirees would be 25%, but there's essentially, benefit recipients 25%, but the retiree percentage is 6% on the board. So in other words, a quarter of the participants are of the total are retirees, but there's only 6% representation on the vote of the board. Now, in all fairness, to counter any argument mentally right now, I know, boy do I know, that the board acts unanimously. So it's not a question of issues where people are divisive. You will not come and state a position unless it's unanimous. So with that, that's the backdrop for the bill. And I do appreciate the Retirement System Board did as we had requested. They took it under consideration, and I'm sure they'll report to you on that. So that's it in a nutshell. Thank you, sir.
Okay, are there any other proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Dean Hyde, AARP. There are currently 12,626 retired members, 2,321 survivor members, that'd be a spouse or whatever that survives a retired member, which makes a total of 14,947 total retired members. That does not include the disabled members. There are 34,888 total active members. This is for fiscal year 2001, by the way. Some of the opponents at the Retirement Board of Trustees expressed a concern that there is already too large a board. But I say if the room is too small, just rent a larger room, because I agree with the chair that the representation on the board should be in proportion to the members affected, and I truly believe that. It's our money too, the retirees. It's our money that's in there too. And hopefully it does a little better than it did last year, but anyway, the administration, Retirement Board, may oppose this because it did not come out of the Retirement Board of Trustees as a favorable vote. A board does not want to dilute itself. If there's 16 members, voting members on that board now, they're not going to want to add two more to dilute their vote a little. You know, it's just human nature not to do that. I don't think I would do that if I was them. But since there's nearly 15,000 retired members out of 35,000 active members, 15 to 1 is just not a good ratio. And I think that 15 to 3 would be quite a bit better. So I vote in favor. I hope you'll vote in favor of this bill.
Any other proponents?
Elaine Roberts with the South Dakota Education Association. Our board of directors met and discussed this issue at length and have gone on record as supporting the additional retirees to the board. The issue of representation. I would tell you that we did expand our board just because we needed to have some groups represented that weren't represented. And so I would agree with Dean. Sometimes you just have to get a bigger room to get folks together. So we hope you'll give this favorable consideration.
Any other proponents? If not, we'll close for proponents. Any opponents?
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. My name is Elmer Brinkman. I'm a commissioner for Coddington County. I'm the county commissioner's representative on the Board of Trustees, and I also serve as the chair of the South Dakota Retirement System Trustees. This House Bill 1065 adds two retiree trustees to the South Dakota Retirement System Board of Trustees. The two trustees will be elected during the 2003 election process, with one retiree elected to a three-year term and one retiree elected to a four-year term. And a retiree could run for either, but not for both of these new proposed trustee positions. At the October 1st, 2001 meeting of the Retirement Laws Committee, the South Dakota Retirement System Board of Trustees was asked to consider possible legislation to add the two retiree trustees to the board. The trustees did, in fact, take that assignment. We adopted a resolution at our meeting held December 5th, 2001, and I believe we've distributed by mail that resolution to you. The resolution was created as part of a discussion at that meeting, and what I want to report to you today is that that was by no means an acrimonious discussion. I recall any member in making their comments, be it for or against, during the discussion, a sense that any of the trustees would, in a sense, fall on their sword for the position that we ended up taking. And so I'll preface by saying that my remarks, while negative, are not laced with passion and that sort of thing. So I'm going to try to be as agreeable as I can while being disagreeable. The South Dakota Retirement System Board of Trustees is currently comprised of 17 members representing a variety of public employees, employers, and retirees, including 10 who are elected by employee groups, 1 elected by retirees, 3 elected by participating employer groups, 2 appointed by the governor, and finally 1 appointed by the investment council. Our contention is that increasing the size of a 17-member board will reduce the board's operating efficiency and potentially lead to more proposals for increased or additional representation on the board in the future. The current size of the board and its composition assures representation of all member and employer interests in an effective manner. And the mission of the board is to plan, to implement, and to administer income replacement programs for members and retirees. Each trustee has a responsibility to represent the best interests of the system, considering all members, active and retired, as well as the trustees' respective group. And since a majority of the trustees are already members of the system, who eventually will become retired members, all members, including retirees, are well represented. A significant number of retired members and retired member advocacy lobbying groups, such as those that have appeared before you already today, attend these meetings. They provide input at every one of our trustee meetings, and the board is really not aware of any issue wherein we have made a decision that is adverse to retirees and maybe attributing that decision to a lack of representation on the part of retirees on the board. And so, Mr. Vice Chairman, based on all of these factors I've enumerated, the trustees respectfully recommends that the Retirement Laws Committee take no action to change the composition of the trustees or its side. And, sir, on behalf of the trustees, thank you for allowing me to express our opinion.
You're welcome, Elmer. Any other opponents? Any other opponents? If not, we'll close for public discussion and go to the board for discussion or action. The committee. Anybody got any questions? Sorry about that. I didn't ask if anybody had any questions. Anybody got any questions from the committee to the opponents or proponents?
Then, Mr. Yes, Chairman, thank you, sir. Move due pass on House Bill 1065.
There's a due pass motion by Representative Michaels. Second. Second by Representative Olson. Any other comments?
I just wanted to indicate, and hopefully we've done this correctly, in terms of if this does pass, it did, the sections that I did not reference indicated a staggering. And hopefully we've done that correctly, so if that's indeed a positive, and I just wanted to highlight that.
Any other comments? Seeing none, we'll call for the question. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. And the secretary will call the roll.
Aye.
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 And we'll turn it back over to Representative Michaels, chairman of the committee. The due pass motion carried.